Word out this morning, the GM has stopped making cars. Well, not all cars, but I mean, they've stopped making a lot of the sedans we grew up with, or the LaCrosse, for example, the Chevy Cruze they've been pushing so aggressively, that Cadillac CT6 they were so proud of. They're laying off people, they're retooling, they're going to sell SUVs, and they're going to sell pick-em-up trucks, and that's pretty much what Ford had said the other day. These are some major changes that are taking place in buying habits right now. Pete Bulbin's been watching buying habits and cars, and buying cars, if you will, since the early 1980s, late 70s. He's the founder and president of Texas Cars Direct, and he joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
David, thanks for having me on.
So is this a flash in the pan or something? I mean, we suddenly going to start scrambling around. Everybody's going to wake up and decide they want sedans again one day.
Well, there's two big components here. I think the sedan versus SUV bit is really more of a style thing. And golly, the SUVs are sure hot right now. I really wonder, though, if the sedans will creep back in. I think the import manufacturers, Honda, the German manufacturers, the Japanese manufacturers are thrilled that this sedan market's going to be left open for them.
You know, the other side of this story, though, is what they also said is they're going to put a bunch more money into electric vehicles and autonomous vehicles. And, of course, that's the thing we keep hearing, is that there'll be a time when not everybody, or maybe not every family, needs to have two or three cars. They may have one. And that actual automobile ownership is going to shrink.
Well, I agree with that 100%. I think cars are going to be used much more efficiently, like everything is, and having a house with three cars sitting in the garage doesn't make a lot of sense. I do believe that the ride sharing and the autonomous driving vehicles are going to make cars utilization, again, much more efficient.
You know, some of these buildings, I know one building in particular, they're just finishing downtown, has parking on the lower floors, I think the lower five floors, I'll say, and which is not unusual. But this thing is evidently wired and plumbed, and with the idea that you can enclose that area and turn it into office space when you don't need all those parking spaces anymore.
Especially in tightly congested areas, I would say that would really be a big plus.
You're a niche market, though. You carved it out a long time ago. Virtually the only thing you have are second-owner Mercedes-Benz, which I guess is, I mean, it's really sort of a different level, right?
It is, but I tell you, a lot of car makers have really picked up what they do. Mercedes is still regarded as such a premier maker of sedans, and that's one of the reasons I think they'll really be licking their chops as GM and Ford and other people exit the sedan market.
So is it an aspirational vehicle? Is that why?
I think Mercedes-Benz is one of the most aspirational brands in the world. I also think they're well known for their quality, which I think has helped them continue to sell sedans, even though sedan sales in general have gone down.
Well, are SUVs and pickup trucks, I mean, commodities?
SUVs and pickups are the hot commodity right now. They are extraordinarily trendy. Just like anything else, I think you can look back 20 or 30 years and you can do a lot more things with them. We're also in a case, too, right now where fuel prices are very low, so I think large vehicles are riding a peak on that sense alone.
I always thought this area, I mean, we live in the Southwest, it was unique, and that, you know, pickup trucks logically would be hot. I mean, a lot of people can actually put them to use and carry hay around in them or visit their ranches, whereas elsewhere, see, the people that own them just own them, I don't know, so because they set up high.
Well, David, when I grew up, a pickup truck was to work, and now there's $100,000 pickups rolling up and down the tollway that have rooms that are nicer than my house.
So what's the allure for that?
I think they're extraordinarily comfortable, and I think they have brought the interiors to a level that far surpassed what a pickup truck was in the past. I think the domestic manufacturers also make the best trucks in the world. They're very just well built, and I think that the fact that they have such a high regard for quality, like Mercedes-Benz does in sedans as an example, I think they've become really aspirational for people in that way too.
Is there a next big thing?
Boy, looks like Uber's on it with the self-driving airplanes that can fly you around San Francisco and Los Angeles.
Well, and from Frisco, you know, Ross Perot Jr. was on the show the other day talking about he's an investor in this. They'll go from Frisco Station,
right,
I guess, to DFW.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, and just a lot of it, people just have to get the fear of being in a vehicle that somebody else isn't driving or in an airplane that somebody else isn't flying. At the end, in the end of the day, I believe it'll all be much safer than what we have
so
now.
So Texas Drones Direct, could that be?
You got it.
Exactly. That's the next big thing?
You can be the first investor, David.
Pete Bulbitt is the president and founder of Texas Cars Direct. It's always good to talk to you. Thanks.
Thank you again, David.
I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.